Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and dry down data, is at AgriGold.com.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. Three agricultural companies are suing to overturn a new law in Hawaii that would restrict the planting and spraying of genetically engineered crops. That's the latest dispute in an escalating battle nationally over GE seeds. Units of DuPont Company, Syngenta AG, and Dow Chemical Company aim to block a law set to take effect in August that would prohibit open-air testing of experimental pesticides and put a temporary moratorium on development of new genetically engineered crops. Agrorel says today that soybean harvesting was 1% complete in Mato Grosso, that's Brazil's top soybean-producing state, as of last Friday. At present, the priority is to harvest quickly in areas earmarked for a second crop of cotton. In western Mato Grosso, field work is 2% complete. Average yields are around 47 BPA in the north. It's harvesting about 1% complete, and yields of up to 54 BPA have been reported. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is 16,233. It's up 17 points. The NASDAQ, 35.22, up 13 and a quarter. And the S&P 500 is 18.18. It is up 3.5 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Weather conditions across the Midwest over the next 5 to 7 days will not change greatly as a succession of weak weather disturbances bring cool air across the region with some brief moments of light precipitation. We don't expect any major storm systems to impact the region over this period of time. The focus of interest right now isn't so much on the Midwest weather as much as it is on South America. The forecast models today are all over the board regarding how much rain will or will not fall in Argentina. That's going to create a bit of confusion, but the one thing that is for sure, over the next 4 or 5 days, we're going to see a considerable amount of stress across Argentina's crop country. Extreme high temperatures will likely get well up into the upper 90s and probably into the lower 100s, with extremes Thursday, Friday, and Saturday possibly getting up to around 110 degrees. The heat will precede an opportunity for rain, and that's where the debate comes in. Most forecasters are seeing a divergence in the models out there, with the European forecast model, along with one of the latest GFS or American model forecasts, suggesting that significant rain may fall over multiple days in portions of Argentina's crop country. And if it does happen, of course, there would be some significant relief to the persistent dry and heat that has been prevailing. The other models are suggesting, no, there will only be temporary relief, and that's where the debate is lying. Today's official forecast from World Weather Incorporated does suggest that there will be an opportunity for some relief to occur late in the weekend coming up, as well as next week across Argentina, and it will provide at least some short-term relief. We're not convinced, though, that the rains will be heavy enough in the southwest to bring on a permanent change. In the meantime, Brazil will continue to see ideal weather. One of the features that's on the forecast models today is that a ridge of high pressure may develop over southern Brazil during the middle part of next week, creating a warm and dry bias for them. But soil moisture in Brazil is so much better than Argentina that the impact on the crops would be minor. In the meanwhile, back across the Midwest, our forecast will continue to promote three little disturbances that will move across the region over this coming week, and we'll likely see each one bring an opportunity for snow across northern portions of the region, but no real substantial major storm system is likely to impact the region. The temperatures across the region will have a little bit of a cooler bias relative to where we were over the weekend, and we will see some bitter cold conditions occurring in the upper Midwest only. On Friday morning, some areas in Wisconsin and Minnesota may see temperatures like they're going to see tomorrow morning, and that is with readings in the negative single digits and perhaps a handful of negative teens. But the cold doesn't get very far to the southeast. Northern Illinois will see temperatures in the positive single digit readings to maybe near zero, but that's as far south as the cold air will get. And the rest of the Midwest will see lows mostly in the teens and some 20s over the next several days. And again, we don't expect to see major storm systems impact the region. There will be an ongoing dryness concern in the western United States, mostly in the far west, California and the Pacific Northwest, but also in the western portions of the U.S. plains, in portions of hard red winter wheat country, where there is a significant need for precipitation and some cooler temperatures. The western half of the country will see quite a bit warmer than normal conditions prevailing for a while. This will reduce winter hardiness in most of the high plains wheat production areas, and a concern about future crop conditions will rise until cooler and wetter conditions return. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for WILL is provided by Risk Management Commodities, presenting a winter planning meeting on Monday, January 20th at the Best Western Hotel and Conference Center in Lafayette, Indiana. Registration begins at 5 with dinner served at 5:30. RSVP to 866-837-9027.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. May hard red winter wheat 6.19 up a quarter. July 6.16 and a quarter down 2. Soft May wheat 5.81 and a quarter up 3 quarters. July 5.87 and 3 quarters up a half. March corn, 4.31 and 3 quarters, down 2 and 3 quarters. July, 4.46 and a quarter, down 3. January soybeans, 13.27 up a quarter. July, 12.58 and a quarter, down 2 and a half. January soybean meal, 4.46, down 90 cents. January soybean oil, 37.56, down a penny. February live cattle, 136.70, up 10 cents. January feeder cattle, 167.70, down 12.5. And February lean hogs are 85.40, and they are up 2.5. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Doesn't look like there's much more in the marketplace after Friday's news. What we have is what we got, unless something else fundamentally changed. Would that be a fair assessment?
Pretty much. And in yesterday, the big move up was from weather in South America, a little warmer and drier in Argentina. That roared it, and we haven't been able to hold that today.
So we have a couple of technical points that we're keeping an eye on in the marketplace. I guess what we need to see is corn to clear that 432 in the March composite to really let us know that something's brewing there. And then maybe in the soybeans, we would like to see something clear around $13.
Yeah, and the 13's been a big barrier for that March. And in the corn, we made that to 35.5 yesterday, and we've been above that 32 a lot of times, but we just can't seem to stay up there. And after the 20 cents up Friday, I wouldn't be surprised for that to just slide away gradually.
So is the mode of operation right now to sell any rally?
Mode is to sell rallies and corn. Don't know that we can get much above that 55 to 60 area in December, old crop 35 area. And beans up against the 13 and old crop in November, 11, anywhere from 11 to 11.20. We got to 16 and 3 quarters this morning, and there were some sales there. But 11.10, 11.15, 11.20, I think it's going to be a tough time getting through that 11.20 in that new crop November.
What would happen if on the February reports, WASDE reported U.S. corn carryover at 1.4 billion bushels?
We would bounce again and probably maybe go to that 470 area like we hit 455 yesterday.
Is that a number that's in the possibility, in the realm of reason?
I don't think so. I think that 1.4 is not a reasonable number.
Mm-hmm. What else are we keeping an eye on today?
Basically South American weather and not much else. That's pretty much it. Being able to hold those gains that we made on Friday and Monday. And if we can't hold them, where are we going to go to the downside? If you remember, we had a 1266 low on March beans yesterday before going into the 90s. And we could easily be right back there. Easily this week they were talking 1247 to 50 as a support area.
Thank you very much, Pete.
Thanks, Dave.
That's Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Let's go ahead and look at the current tick. Hard red May wheat, 618 and three quarters, now unchanged. July is 616 and three quarters, down 1.5. Soft in May and soft July wheat, both unchanged. The May at 580.5, the July at 587.25. March corn, 431.25, down 3.25. July, 446, down 3.25. January soybeans, 1327, up 0.25. July, 1258.75, down 2. January soybean meal, 446, down 90 cents. January soybean oil, 37.56. It's down a penny. February live cattle, 136.70, up 10 cents. January feeder cattle, 167.70, down 12.5. And February lean hogs are 85.40, up 2.5. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.